Hey, good morning. Again, this is Carrie Post. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning on the call today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. A bit of housekeeping. Please hit *6 to mute your line. With so many people on the call, it's really imperative that everyone do this in order for all of us to hear. Again, please hit *6 to mute your line, and then please hit *6 to unmute your line when your industry sector is called upon to speak. So again, thank you so very much for being on the call with us this morning. We know it's an early call. We're probably going to try to see if we can schedule it a little later in the morning. This was the only slot we could get this week, so we took it. But again, recognizing it is early, and again, do appreciate y'all being with us this morning. Certainly do recognize that you all are laser focused on your personal and business needs at this time. And we're very, very grateful that you took the time to be with us today, because as a community, as a tourism industry, we are in this together, and we will get through this. And it's important that we try to stay positive amongst all the negativity and that's going on. Because as we know, it has been a 2 weeks unlike any of us have ever experienced with the global pandemic and its monumental impact on the tourism and hospitality industry. Unquestionably a time of great uncertainty and anxiety, and as we all know, we're only at the beginning of the impact of this pandemic, and it's going to touch everybody personally and professionally. So on this call, we're going to briefly touch on, again, kind of the macro picture as well as the micro picture, but most importantly, we would like to hear from you. So on the call today, I'm going to briefly highlight, again, what the highlights of what's happening around the nation, the state, and the community, what Visit Tallahassee is doing, and kind of next steps from here. So again, thank you all so much for joining the call this morning. Again, for those of you that may have joined here just in the last couple of minutes, please hit *6 to mute your line. And it's imperative that we do this. So with so many people on the call, we want to make sure everybody can hear, and then hit *6 to unmute your line when your industry sector is called upon to speak. Thank you all again for being with us. Certainly, we know as a nation, a state, and a community, things are rapidly changing. For the nation, all we have to do is look at states like Washington, New York, and New Jersey, and California to get a glimpse into Florida's future. But again, a lot needs to flatten that curve. So it is up to all of us to follow the national guidelines in order to flatten the curve on the spread of the coronavirus. It's up to each of us to keep our community safe, our state safe, and our country safe and healthy. We do know a federal stimulus package is coming. It's not yet been passed by Congress, the last I knew, but it is coming. Again, the timing is a bit uncertain, but at least there is some action at the federal level, which is good news. But again, we can look around the nation and see states, and even in our own state here in Florida, looking at South Florida, and kind of a glimpse into our future if we do not all do our part to flatten that curve. From a state standpoint, we talked about this on our last call, event cancellations are almost 100% across the board. Hotel occupancy has plummeted, bars and nightclubs are closed, restaurants have been ordered closed to on-site dining. Some restaurants are adapting very well to doing their service delivery methods to provide the delivery and curbside service and pickup, and others are just closing out of necessity. We all know we're practicing social distancing and self-isolation, and just recently, Governor DeSantis just yesterday ordered that travelers from New York to Florida must now self-quarantine for 14 days, and I understand the National Guard may be stationed at all Florida airports to, again, make sure that they are checking with all passengers, even those that may be from New York, but they hopped on another flight from somewhere else. Again, very, very cautiously, Florida is, again, really stepping up that presence, because we, again, all unfortunately see what is happening from the in New York, it's very important to do what we can to protect ourselves here in Florida. There are 9 cases in Leon County now. Most are travel related, not all of them. 3 in Thomasville, and as we all know, that there will definitely be more that will be coming now that testing has opened up. But we all know the numbers over the next few days and weeks are going to go up rapidly, and it's going to be hard not to freak out. But we knew this was coming with the testing. With more testing, we're going to see more of that. Again, we all know that there have been massive industry layoffs that are widespread. Again, here locally, from the restaurants to the hotels. Again, we heard that on the call last week. Employment has been estimated in our Tri-County area that it could skyrocket to 30,000. Here from a record low now to just an astronomical record high. Again, so relief. There's a lot of agencies and organizations that are working very quickly to try to put some relief in there for some of our workers. And as we know, there's more than 16,000 of our friends and neighbors here that are employed in tourism and hospitality in Leon County. Again, this is certainly our industry has been hit the hardest. And I'm sure, as many of you all know, yesterday in a joint city-county proclamation, there is now a shelter-in-place order that's effective today at 11 p.m. this evening. Again, what does that mean? It is consistent with local, state, national health expert guidance to strongly encourage social distancing and limiting public gatherings. Like I said, this will take into effect today at 11 p.m. for all Leon County and Tallahassee residents. With the order in place, businesses can remain open. They can still travel for essential activities. They can walk the dog, go to parks, go to trails, all with social distancing in mind. This order does not close any business. It doesn't stop people from buying groceries or doing takeout or delivery or restaurants, because those are essential services. Because this does not confine families to their home. It only asks that they limit travel to absolutely essential activities. So compared to other Florida counties affected by it, again, the thinking is that Leon County has relatively few cases, and this step must be taken to protect our community's health and safety. And I can tell you other communities around Florida are doing the same thing. Orlando, the city of Orlando, just issued this exact same order to stay at home and to hunker down there. This order is doing the same, and we'll see more cities doing that again in efforts to keep their communities safe and healthy and flatten this curve. Again, the restaurants still can operate. It's an essential travel, but again, it's only essential activities and travel. Again, we've got to maintain and ensure our health and safety, and knowing you have to go to the store to get necessary supplies and groceries, or, you know, do certain work activities, take care of others, take kids to school. But again, you can still engage in outdoor recreation. This order now does authorize law enforcement to disperse any crowds of more than 10 people. And it establishes a curfew from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. Again, that begins tonight, again, to make sure that social distancing is maintained and that large groups do not gather. So that was announced, that order, yesterday. Additionally, the Blueprint Intergovernmental Agency, as you all know, commonly known as, you know, Blueprint 2000, but it's the agency that works with the sales tax to support infrastructure projects and economic development projects, and they have a meeting scheduled today at 1 to discuss a local economic stimulus plan. This is really important as to what this is going to offer. On the agenda for their meeting for them to consider is $1 million to release it, kind of a stopgap right now for the employers and the organizations, the nonprofits, and groups that need it, very minimal requirement. It does say you have to have applied for assistance some other place as well in order to access it, but they will be offering 400 grants, or at least that's what's proposed today, if it is approved, to implement a local grant program for small businesses, less than 50 employees, $2,500 grants, the $2,500 grants, again, that could be turned around very quickly, again, as kind of a stopgap until the federal funding comes into place. This is spearheaded by our Office of Economic Vitality. Again, this goes before the Blueprint Board today at 1 o'clock. And so you can see there that, or here again, if they do approve that, that again, that could be a much needed relief to some of the organizations. I do want to remind everybody to please hit star 6 to mute your line. While the nature sounds are wonderful, and it is appreciated, but please hit star 6 to mute your line again so everyone on the call can hear. There are a lot of people that are on this call, so again, I ask you to please hit star 6 to mute your line, and then star 6 to unmute your line when your industry sector is called upon to speak. So again, thank you very much for that. So again, we have a lot going on here locally as well. I do want to touch on real quick, again, what Citizen Tallahassee, the Leon County Tourism Office is doing. Of course, we are solely focused on the health and safety of consumers and the industry and staff. So as we discussed last week on the call, all media has been paused. We're focusing on owned and earned media right now. We've closed the Visitor Information Center until further notice. All tourism staff is working from home as county offices are now closed through April 19th. I do want to encourage everybody to go to our COVID-19 industry resources page on visittallahassee.com/industry. It's under our partner section, but if you just type in visittallahassee.com industry, you will get to our COVID-19 resources page that has the latest updates and resources from national, state, and local emergency response professionals, and we are adding to it daily. It's all right there. Again, there's bridge loan information. Again, all kinds of resources. And then if Blueprint is able to approve the proposed grant program today, that information will be on there as well. They did a survey in preparation for this item, the Office of Economic Vitality, where they were doing some business damage assessments for local businesses, and not surprising, more than 50% of the respondents to the survey were from the tourism hospitality industry, kind of that broad umbrella that does include a lot of the service industry, restaurants, hotels, but it's also arts and culture and entertainment. Kind of all of those small businesses that provide services are in that segment. So again, I mean, clearly this is in they are responding to the needs of the community by proposing this new grant program. So again, we'll keep you posted on that as well. I did touch briefly on how we're framing our response in three ways about educating. We want to be the trusted source for information and as a resource to both gather information and disseminate it to review the industry and the consumers. The social post, industry update, e-blast, we'll have one of those coming early next week, and then these conference calls. And we want to mitigate. We got to educate, mitigate, stimulate. Mitigate is supporting local businesses that are open. I'm sure many of you are aware by now the Open Takeout Initiative. It's an interactive restaurant map that is providing everywhere. You can touch which restaurants are providing delivery or takeout. It's all in one location in the Rally for Cali initiative. We're still supporting, again, trying to encourage residents to continue to support our local restaurants and their employees by making sure you are ordering from them and patronizing restaurants here locally, whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, to do the takeout. So many restaurants have responded very innovatively. So, again, we want to do all we can to support the businesses that are open and stimulate. Again, we are working with our advertising agency and developing a responsible recovery marketing plan that will be ready to activate when the time is right. We must be future-focused, and it will take a comprehensive approach. Again, as we all know, we've not experienced anything like this, so it's going to take all of us working together with the Chambers of Commerce, the Office of Economic Vitality, to help our destination's businesses recover and to restore our visitation levels, and I'm confident that we will. The bottom line is we're all in this together, and we need to be creative to weather this crisis for our industry and for the community over the next several months. There's one thing and two things really that this crisis has brought home for me is that how tightly interconnected the travel and tourism and hospitality ecosystem is interconnected with airlines, hotels, restaurants, attractions, museums, art and culture. We're all part of what makes the destination. Two, the economic value of tourism and hospitality, because we all see or feel the economic toll of this pandemic. And two, the tourism and hospitality industry, this pandemic, the impact will be much greater than 9/11 or the Great Recession, and that's either locally, statewide, or nationally. But again, I know the tourism industry is very resilient, and we will rebound. We just have a few bumpy months ahead of us. So before I open it up to hear from you all, I do want to give kind of a brief recap on last week's call. The majority of the call, which included about 50 partners, was really hearing from you all, the industry, on the impact of COVID-19 is having on your current business status and how you've adapted, including staffing. And again, we want to know, you know, how we can support you during this time. We heard that area hotels are experiencing occupancy levels ranging from the single digits to the teens and low 20s, and 100% of them have had their groups canceled for the next 90 days, although many have stated that these groups do plan to reschedule in the fall. All properties have cut staff by 80 to 90%. As a cost-saving measure in order to keep their doors open. Hotels along I-10 do seem to be faring a bit better as they're getting a little bit of walk-in traffic every day that is not being reported in other parts of the destination. So hotels are able to, the ones along I-10, to pick up some additional walk-up business. As far as restaurants, we know that many, as I talked earlier, have adapted their models to provide curbside, takeout, and delivery. And again, really want to encourage you all to support that, those efforts at any time. As I shared previously, there are more than 16,000 of our neighbors and friends and family employed in hospitality. And the unemployment impact will be staggering. Attractions, for the most part, are closed, with the exception being the Tallahassee Naval Museum and the Tallahassee Automobile Museum. Excuse me, everyone, I just want to make sure, if you're on the call, thank you for joining us, and I would ask you to please push *6 to mute your line. Again, with so many people on the call, it's important that everybody hit *6 to mute their line so everyone can hear. And then again, you would hit *6 to unmute it when your industry sector is called upon to speak. Thank you very much. Going back to attractions, again, I guess for the most part, the attractions are closed, with the exceptions being Tallahassee Museum and the Tallahassee Automobile Museum. And many attractions have implemented temporary staff layoffs or pay reductions. A lot of the arts organizations have reported the same thing of obviously canceling events and performances, and then all have also done some layoffs. Again, there's always some very bright spots where a number of organizations are utilizing and or exploring digital means to provide their programming for people at home. Again, I think Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra had mentioned, again, they're kind of playing their best of performances on social media so people can enjoy them from the comforts of home. Please let us know about that so we can promote that too. We do have a we're calling a social distancers itinerary, and we're providing a lot of these content and ideas for people to explore the wonderful assets of the destination. But again, practicing good social distancing, and you know, again, again, also supporting the businesses. And again, we talked earlier, we don't really want to go quiet. So make sure people remember us that we're out there, but just not really having a hard call to action. So now I'm going to, we want to hear from you all. So again, thank you so much for being on the call. I would ask that each of you please frame your remarks in three ways. One is the current impact to your business as a result of the coronavirus, whether that's occupancy levels, revenue loss, admission, tickets, you know, canceling events, and how have you adapted your business if that's the case too. So again, current impact to your business, number one. Number two, current impact to your staff. And then three, what are your current needs and how can Business Tallahassee support you? Again, we want to hear from you and see if there are ways that we can be supportive to you. So can I ask you to please frame your remarks in three ways. Current impact to your business, including any adaptive models that you've implemented, current impact to your staff, number two, and then current needs and how we can help support you. So there's a lot of people on the call, and I'm going to kind of go around by, like, industry, sector, industry group. So let me start off by asking first the hotels on the call to share their updates. Then I'll ask for restaurants, attractions, tour operators, motor coaches, anyone else that's on the call, hear from them. So, again, just there's a lot of people on the call. We want to make sure everybody has time to speak if they wish to do so. So, again, please frame your remarks three ways. I'll call on hotels first, then restaurants, attractions, et cetera. So I'm going to open up the call and then ask the hotels. But I would also like to ask the hotels two other additional questions. Is one, would you consider opening up your property to allow rooms to be used as hospital beds for patients that do not have COVID-19? Or would you be, you know, open, or would you consider, again, opening up your property to exclusively house COVID-19 patients? We are getting inquiries. So again, want to know for the hotels your thoughts on opening up your property for alternative uses. And the second part is, has any property been contacted by the National Guard? We have heard rumblings, again, that we are potentially a staging area for deployment to South Florida. So again, would like to hear from you all if any of you have been contacted by the National Guard. So those are a couple additional questions I would ask the hotel. So I'm going to open it up now to the hotels. If we have any hotels on the line, again, thank you for being on the call. And be the brave soul to be the first hotel property to give us an update this morning. Are there any hotels on the line that wish to speak?
Hi, Carrie. This is Michael Kelly from the Holiday Inn Capital East on the Parkway. How are you? We have been in contact with the mayor's office in both hospitals, and we are willing to open up our hotel to non-COVID-19 patients. I'll agree with you with the occupancy levels in the hotel and also the reduction in staffing and 100% cancellations of all of our meetings as well. So that's the update from our side.
Great. Thank you so much, Mike, for being on the call. Appreciate it. Again, that's star 6 to unmute your line. Again, for those of us, again, we're asking hotels. If there are other hotels, to star 6 to unmute your line, and we'd be happy to hear additional updates from the hotel community.
This is Tracy Cochran with a little English guest house bed and breakfast. We're not a hotel. We've also had 100% cancellation probably for the last couple of weeks.
But do you still have your staff in place? Is that you? I guess if you're a bed and breakfast in.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, and we have some student housekeepers that some are here and some have already gone home.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the call. Is there anything again from you all that have spoken that that we can do for you? How can we support you in your efforts? So again, please share that with us if you can as well, how we can best help you. Are there any other lodging or accommodations on the call? Okay. So, hearing none, I'll ask if there are any restaurants on the call. I know it's early. I know it's an 8 a.m. call is early, so I understand that. So, again, I mean, I...
Greg here from Lofty Pursuits.
Oh, hello, Greg. How are you?
Oh, good. I've gotten through. Tired. We've had to reinvent the business. We realized that delivery is the future here, so we ended up building a full delivery system, and we're trying to keep our entire staff and turn them into drivers. I haven't laid anyone off yet, although there have been lots of hour reductions. I banked enough money to make sure everybody has 2 weeks sick leave, and that if anything bad happens, I can pay at least a couple of months of my full-time employees' health insurance, even if they're not with us anymore. I'm trying to get things going so we can deliver stuff and we can transition into getting stuff to them. But my very nature, my business, people don't order breakfast in the same way as to go. So we're developing a dinner menu. And, it's hard to communicate what we're doing to people. The other problem I have is I had a bunch of outstanding bills from events that I've done and they're just not getting paid. The good news is we were able to develop a full order takeout system, computer system, tie everything together to our existing system in 4 days. Down to new shirts, hats, magnet signs, and little lights to go on top of the cars. So we're moving. We just have to get the people in, and they're not there yet.
Have you checked out or been listed on the map that called open for takeout?
I did that on day one. I just checked to make sure I was there just now, and yes, I have. I've also been running ads and doing direct mailers to the neighborhoods around my business, and the response has been almost like crickets. I think people are afraid to go out. You know, we sent 5,000 mailers that hit yesterday in Killarn. You know, we did that immediately with discount coupons for home delivery, and we haven't had a single one cashed in yet.
Like you said, I think there's just a lot of fear out there, and again, trying to do what we can, and thank you for letting us know what you're doing, and we'll make sure that we can promote it through our channels as well, that you are open, not just for business, but now for dinner as well, and that, so appreciate that, and yeah, I think the fear is, as the days and weeks go on, as the numbers go up, I think the worst is ahead of us. We'll get through it. I'm completely confident in that, but it's going to be a real rough couple of months.
I think it's going to take invention. One of the things we're gearing for within the next 7 days is beer and wine delivery, but more so the delivery of the things that just are annoying and you don't want to go out to the supermarket for, like, I don't know, diapers and tampons. It's going to be a weird mix and a
I think you're right. We are seeing a lot of adaptation of business service delivery models and a lot of innovation and creativity. And I think you're absolutely right. So that's another one of the silver linings. But again, out of the necessity comes invention. But again, really do appreciate all that you're doing and appreciate you being on the call.
Thank you.
Are there any other restaurants that are on the call? Okay, hearing none, I'll move on to attractants. Do we have any attractants or any organizations that wish to share updates? Okay, hearing none.
Would that be the moon?
That could be the moon. You are certainly in the entertainment realm, so absolutely. Would love to hear an update from the Met.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. We're doing what we can around the property to keep some folks busy and doing deep work. We're doing floors and things like that. So to your point about whether we could be a venue to be used for any emergency needs, we certainly would want to be. It would probably be another week before I could clean up in the main room where we've taken out floors and are putting in new ones and things like that. But we certainly would be honored to try to help at any point that we're asked to do that. And other than that, we're just holding down and quarantining the property and trying to keep some of our staff working on busy things around the building. I never thought that I would have this much time to work on little areas around the building. So it's kind of a new world walking up there and seeing all the things that need to be done that I've never had an opportunity to do because we're open about, 5-6 days a week. So I don't really have any news on shows. I did book one repeat for June is the earliest one I'm holding. Of course, that's really ambitious, I'm sure. But as you know, we moved more to South Headliner all the way back to 2021 with Jamie Johnson. So I have some shows that are on the books. We have Boss Gags. We have the Symphony Show. We have J.J. Gray. Those are selling a little bit. People are still buying tickets and to other shows that we have. So there's not, seem to be a complete screeching halt to everything while people wait and see. So, it's a little bit of a positive news out there. I know the agents from around the country, from New York to L.A., are all working from home, and they're really not picked up tours yet. So the first one that is coming along is one in the late June area. And after that, I really haven't heard. Well, I got some in November. That's not true. So they are trying to book, touring acts. So I guess there'd be some hope there that they're, at least putting these shows together and still making them happen while we're all, sequestered and waiting. But other than that, we're just doing what everybody else is doing, quarantined at home and at the business.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. I know on the call last week, we did hear a lot of folks that were saying exactly that. They were taking this time to do folks deep cleaning, give some attention to their properties that in just the normal pace of the world has not allowed them to do that. So, like you said, you're not alone there. Everybody's kind of looking at that. Is there anyone else on the call that would like to share updates?
This is Lori Gusak with Florida Disabled Outdoors Association, and while we canceled our in-person sports ability meeting, we're going to be holding it virtually via Facebook, and we're going to be having things like a video session on what is therapeutic horseback riding and maybe a live session from an accessible pontoon boat so people could just see what it is. I know that some of our folks with disabilities are going to be home and sad and worried, and at least this will give them a chance to interact. We're going to be having a chat session with a recreation therapist. Right now, all our we only have two staff, one part-time, and one, but we have three interns, and we're all working from home, and we just do a video conference every morning. What I could use help with from Visit Tallahassee is just promoting that we're doing this program, this virtual Tallahassee, virtual Sportsability. It'll be on the same dates that Sportsability was going to be held, April 2nd through the 4th.
Thank you, Lori. Yes, if you can send us any information on that.
Will do.
If you've got links, please do. We would be happy to do that. And the same for anyone on the call. Make sure you're sharing with us any assets that you have that we can include in what we're, you know, putting out there and promoting. Again, we're always looking and reposting what other folks are doing. But again, if there's something specifically that you want us to highlight, please share it with us to make sure we've got that. So thank you so much.
Hi, Carrie. This is Jennifer Schaefer.
Hi, Jennifer from Springtime. How are you?
I'm great. In the midst of all this, doing well. Thank you. It's great to hear from everybody. I just wanted to share, obviously, we canceled our event, which was scheduled for this coming weekend. And so I'm going through a little bit of depression right now for all of the 9 months of work we had to prepare for it. We were looking at record numbers of vendors coming in, and rate entries were the highest that we've ever had. So there's a lot of communication going on now with those vendors and rate entrants and sponsors and whatnot. We just try to figure out where we go from here. We are doing refunds as we can, and then, of course, discount for next festival in 2021. However, that causes concern that the 2021 festival is going to be difficult to even break even. So there are a lot of financial concerns. We lost about $85,000 by not having the event. So we're struggling to figure out through loans and different other means how we can stay afloat. We have two staff people, myself and our event director, and we are currently still working at the office, communicating with everyone. Like I said, the vendors, freight entrants, sponsors, et cetera, takes a lot of time, issuing refunds that we can do, and we are also hoping to reschedule the Jubilee in the Park, which is the aspect of our event that has all of the vendors. We're hoping to have that at the North Florida Fairgrounds on August 8th. And with that, we're looking to add a children's parade for ages 12 and under that would be free for children to enter. We will not be able to reproduce the grand parade, obviously, or the music fest, but we're doing what we can, and hopefully August 8th is not going to get pushed back as well. We just don't know. We're just making plans and keeping everything sort of tentative. And you have helped so much. I'm thankful for all the information that you're putting out there. I don't really know of anything new other than just continuing to keep us informed of ways that we can secure financial assistance.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yes, I would encourage everyone. Again, we've got resources on our industry resources page on visittallahassee.com/industry, as I've mentioned earlier. And yes, I'm sure many of y'all are exploring all kinds of assistance programs. And I think, like I said, we want to, you know, be a place, certainly on our webpage, that has lots of industry resources for you. So again, keep that in mind, and even with Blueprint, you know, funding, it's not a large amount of money, but sometimes just every little bit helps to get through a crisis like this. So again, appreciate you being on the call and appreciate sharing, and know that we'll do all we can to support you. As far as what everyone do, and we have talked about this last week. We are posting on social again. All of our paid media is dark, but all of our other channels are owned and earned are very active. But would encourage everyone to keep a social presence, just maybe not a call to action.
question, but then put out, you know, post school pictures, and again, make sure you're tagging us on this too, but again, make sure that people remember who we are and keep it out there. We can do it again and find to stay positive, but again, that we can on our social channels, again, without necessarily a call to action, a call to action if it makes sense, but otherwise, again, keeping our great businesses top of mind to consumers would benefit everybody, especially when we get over the hump and on the other side of this, it will make rebounding a lot. But is there anyone else on the call now that would like to share an update?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry. My name is Kurt Woodward. I'm with Astro Travel. We're a motor coach company based in Tallahassee, Florida. And, our revenues in March were cut by about 50-60%. And, April and May, everything 100% cancellation. All 22 buses have been grounded. And it's starting to creep into June. I know that as an industry, as a whole, we're not the only ones. Obviously, motor coach companies from here to Seattle, Washington, everybody's experiencing the same thing. As far as current impact to our staff, we've got about 40 to 45 part-time drivers that are completely grounded. We've got about 10 of those drivers that we're trying to, you know, continue to feed for as long as we can to keep them, you know, keep driver retention. Obviously, that's a concern with our industry is, if we keep our buses grounded for too long, you know, we'll end up, once the rebound does start to happen, we're going to have a driver shortage, which is a huge crisis in our industry. So that is a concern. So yes, that's how our business has been impacted. That's our impact to our staff. It is obviously a serious problem that everybody's facing. Current needs from the city of Tallahassee. If there is an opportunity, I've heard somebody mention earlier about, you know, grocery delivery, things of that nature. Obviously, we have 22 full-size coaches. If there are any transport needs for hospitals, obviously, we're trying our best to work with the military, National Guard. If they have, you know, needs that need to be met, we're here to help. We've got a full staff of drivers who are excited about getting back behind the wheel. So just let us know if there's any way in which we can help serve the community. We certainly would appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you so much, Kurt. Appreciate that and appreciate you being on the call. And we'll definitely keep your opportunities to, you know, support the community in mind. I think that, you know, with grocery delivery or transportation needs, it is good to know that there is an opportunity potentially with your company. So thank you very much for that. We will absolutely keep that in mind.
Hey, Carrie, Brian Rowland.
Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, as you could well imagine, we are dealing with some cancellations in the affected industries, and we are just basically going out and doing all we can through our sales team to be supportive of all of our clients. We're providing some social media on a complimentary basis. Would offer that to anybody in the industry. If there's something that we can do and get out to our platforms, you know, our mission is to do that and be as helpful as we can during these critical times. You know, our creative staff, they're working on some projects now they don't normally get to work on. For example, some new design comps for next year's visitor guide, those kind of things where we have some extra time that we can put some creative juices on it and keep people busy. You know, taking it day by day and just trying to keep the spirits of, you know, 30 staff members up. People are dealing with a lot of fear and trepidation and you know, trying to be a good partner to our community, through our outlets, coming up with some stories that, you know, aren't all COVID-19 stories, trying to come up with some things that maybe people will, you know, just take a moment and enjoy a memory of an old historical story out of one of the magazines. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, stay positive and be supportive.
Thank you.
appreciate that very much, Brian. And for those of y'all on the call, if you know Brian Rowland is the Rowland Publishing. Scott produces the couple of great magazines, the Tallahassee Magazine and 850, covering the all of Northwest Florida. And Brian, very much appreciate your generous offer to for social support for the community. For those partners that are on the call, what would be the best way if someone wanted to reach out to you to talk about
Probably just go through our website, you know, Tallahassee Magazine, because, you know, you have your website, that you have any referrals you want to send over, but if they'll come to our website, then we'll filter through our social media folks and, you know, get the industry word out as best we can.
Great. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on the call. Is there anyone else on the call that would like to share an update?
Carrie, this is Kathleen from COCA.
Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning. Thanks so much for this opportunity, and good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for your updates. Really appreciate knowing how you're all doing. COCA has been shifting 100% of the services online, so our resource pages, newsletters, everything is going has gone online. We've also been creating some online pages to our not only our website but to our newsletters to announce the different kinds of innovative ways that folks are presenting and performing online, different classes, opportunities to not only engage through these online sources, but for our artists and organizations to try to keep them other income streams going for themselves. So we're continually posting and finding out. We've been actually answering dozens and dozens of emails and phone calls just to try to help people with this transfer over. What we're finding is that especially, you know, kind of tech skills are kind of up and down. Depends on who you are. So we're looking at we've got a couple of workshops in place. We've got a workshop. They're all free. There's one on the 30th at 11 a.m., and that's just about how to use Zoom. There's another one on digital commerce and marketing that I think it's going to be April 3rd. And these are just folks in the community, experts that are stepping up to say, you know, we want to make sure that our community knows how to do this for themselves, to be more self-sufficient. So those are going to continue to move on. Scott's comments were really helful. We don't have a part of our website or our newsletters yet to say, this is what's upcoming. These are the tickets that are on sale right now, but we would create that for our next week communication to the public, and we've got thousands of folks that are in our newsletters that we can communicate to. So anyone that has any events that are arts, culture related, or anything along that line that would benefit being a newsletter, you can go to TallahasseeArts.org, sign up for our newsletter, or contact me, Kathleen, at TallahasseeArts.org, and let me know what you need, and I'm happy to get you to the right person in our staff. We're looking at also other ways to up our game and communication. Social media especially has been very, very active. That's where we're getting into the thousands in our replies and shares and so on. So check out that channel. Like us on Facebook. We've got Instagram going, really active. So check all that out. We're working with staff at Visit Tallahassee to try to continually share this information so others in our community, just to make sure that we're getting as much of your information and information that the folks are doing in the community out and about, so we can continually not only reach out for now and try to keep these businesses going, but encouraging people to look into the future. The whole idea of keeping everybody's spirits up, I think, is very important. Arts and culture have really played a major part in the last couple of weeks in that, and we're seeing that continue on, and we just want to continue to keep people's spirits up and look ahead and be confident about planning ahead right now and know what's going on and take an active role in taking some action on that. We're also involved in looking at the national stimulus initiatives in state to see what else we can do to add to the voices of we need resources here in Tallahassee and Lehigh County, making sure that we're counted. We are continually reaching out to constituents that are clubs, organizations, individuals, artists, and so on. We've got staff engaged and interns engaged too in this continual communication. So if there's what we're finding is that people are kind of overwhelmed right now with all the resources that are out there. So we're doing a fair amount of just finding out what people need and then making sure that happens. Going and actually adding their events to our resources, and then releasing that out to the public. So we're trying to take up that administrative work that's not getting done right now. So that's just some of the things that we're seeing in the industry, some of the things that ways that COCA can help out. And we're also our ears are open for what else needs to be done in the community that maybe we're missing. And so you know, please tell us so that we can make sure we add that to our list.
Great. Thank you for the update, Kathleen. Is there anyone else on the call that would like to share an update?
Hi, Carrie. This is Brenna Dax with Visit Florida.
Hi, Brenna. Thanks for joining the call.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for all you're doing and everyone in Tallahassee and Leon County specifically. I just wanted to share that on visitflorida.com, we do have our travel safety information page for consumers to access information on COVID-19. And also they can link to the different destination pages, Leon County specifically, and Visit Tallahassee for information as it relates to COVID-19. And then from an industry perspective, if you go to visitflorida.org, there are also some resources there for industry too. So if you guys need anything, we're here for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenna, and appreciate you being on the call. There's a call this afternoon. I participate in the statewide tourism call with Visit Florida and VEO, and that's scheduled for this afternoon. And again, I want to say Visit Florida is doing a great job. I do want to say congratulations for a successful legislative session that Visit Florida was reauthorized for 3 years. So yay, that's success, that's victory. Get a little stability there and funding at 50 minutes. Again, congratulations. That's very, very welcome and happy news that they saw the wisdom finally. So again, thank you, and thank you for what you're all Visit Florida doing and you in the response to this crisis. I know your marketing team is also working on a recovery marketing plan as we are, I guess, for everybody. So I know we'll be ready and kind of locked and loaded, so to speak, when the time is right to begin marketing. Again, I know we'll again continue our great partnership with Visit Florida, leveraging you all to help us get the word out with Tallahassee open for business and ready to accept visitors again. So thank you for all you're doing, Brenna.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Is there anyone else on the call that would like to share an update?
This is Tanya Lynn with the Hilton Garden Inn Local. How are y'all?
Good morning, Tanya.
Just a big thank you to everybody. A comment too. It just seems like the Facebook group are tremendous participants with those. So I wanted to just kind of ask if there's any plans to put a Facebook group together, maybe like a brainstorm team or, you know, Team Tallahassee or just anything like that.
That's a great idea. I'll talk about it with our marketing team because certainly that may be an opportunity, too, for us to begin working with our partners, because we would normally be doing that this time of year is collecting and working with the industry to gather feedback as we would be developing a 2021, you know, marketing plan. But given this is not a normal year, like I said, and we obviously had to cancel that meeting, which was scheduled for March 31st, so a Facebook group may be a great solution for that. First, thank you very much, and we'll look into that, and we'll share an update on a future industry call. So thank you so much.
Here to help.
Thanks. And I would also encourage you all to, for those of you that are on, we do also communicate via GroupMe, which is an app that, again, we work with all of our partners to communicate. We created this a couple years ago in response to communication during hurricanes. That worked very well when we didn't have the phone systems wouldn't work, but we could always text. So again, if you're not on GroupMe, we will invite you to do that, and I will talk about that more. But I was going to say, I think we may end up having it, putting it on our resource page. So if you're not already getting text updates from us, please make sure you reach out to any one of us and share that you would like to be included in the GroupMe group. We've got one, all the properties, hotel properties are kind of divided by region or area of the community. Again, when we have regional needs, and then there's also attractions. So please, if you'd like to be included in the GroupMe app, I'd ask you to send any one of the team here your email, and we'll loop you right in, and we'll also include information on how to join the GroupMe group on the industry resource page. So is there anyone else on the call that would like to share an update? Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody again for being with us this morning. We are all in this together, and we will get through it together, and I appreciate everyone being on the line and sharing their updates and, again, how we can help support you all as the industry. I would like to ask the group, again, if you haven't already unmuted your line, you can hit star 6 to unmute. We scheduled an industry call last week, and we obviously have one this week. So I'd like to ask the group, is one call per week a good frequency to share updates? Is it too much? Is it too little? What are the thoughts of the group? Should we continue these calls as weekly calls? Or just maybe, you know, as needed. I'd really like to hear from the group on, again, we want to provide value. We know everybody's busy, so we want to, again, make sure it's providing value for your time to join in and for us to share. So I'm specifically looking for some feedback.
Greg here. My feedback is, as often as things change, we're in a reactive time right now. On Friday, restaurants were closed. Yesterday, parks and people were told to stay at home, and there was a curfew. I think we need to discuss things after each change, and it looks like it's coming every 3 or 4 days and on a regular basis. So I think we need to be reactive, not wait a week because it may be too long for us to react to it, but have it as soon as the next change comes or the next announcement needs to be made.
Okay, we don't always know when they're coming, but I certainly do understand what you're saying, to be as quickly, as responsive as possible, because things are changing fast. Does anyone else have any thoughts as well?
Penny from the Holiday Inn on Appalachia Parkway. I think the weekly is really good, Carrie, because you have recapped everything that's happened this past week. It's wonderful. So thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Thank you for being
this on is Laura Johnson, sorry, with Southern Shakespeare Company. I'm going to absolutely concur that things are changing rapidly. Weekly meetings are great. It's not only for the information, but also I think it's cross-industry here, that learning and understanding what everybody else is doing, that I think it gives us the information we need to be able to respond and connect across industries as well. And so I think it's extremely helpful. And a weekly basis sounds very reasonable.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else have any thoughts on frequencies of call? Okay. Hearing none. What we'll do is, I guess for right now, we'll plan them weekly, but yet, if there are big announcements, we will call a special meeting for something like, obviously, we had this, with the stay-at-home order that was announced yesterday, certainly with the biggie, but if we are aware of these things, or even if not, we certainly can call a special meeting, but we will just go ahead to plan on having weekly calls, but that knowing that it may be more frequent as the need dictates with new announcements and new things that are impacting our community. So we'll go ahead and move forward and keeping them as weekly calls, again, knowing that we can add more as needed. Want to make sure everybody is aware, too, that these calls are recorded. They are located on the, again, the visittallahassee.com industry page. And so you can listen to last week's call if you want. This call will be there again as a resource. So they are there. Again, I would ask everybody to please continue to share your updates with us. And one thing really, and it is important that we stay positive. I truly believe in the resilience of this industry. I mean, I've been through 9/11 and the Great Recession, and I know that the tourism industry, the tourism and hospitality and entertainment is so resilient, and especially here in Florida. We rebounded after 9/11 so quickly and much, much faster than the rest of the nation. And I absolutely am confident we are going to do the same here. We've just, again, got some bumpy, you know, couple months ahead of us. But, again, we are in this all together, and we will get through this together. The world is seeing why what we do is so important, and we have to stay positive and focus on coming back stronger. I know we will rebound. We all know we will rebound, and the future will be brighter. And humor. We need humor, I think, now more than ever to help us smile. So where we can in the highly stressful times of uncertainty and anxiety, keep in mind that the humor is good to wherever we can find it. Again, I want to thank you all so much for being on the call this morning. Again, myself, any one of the team is available. We're just a call or an email away. We're here to support you. If there's, again, anything particularly you feel we can do to help support you, please let us know. Again, we're all in this together. We're grateful for you. We're grateful, all of you, for your leadership and for your time with us this morning. So if there are no other comments, then I'll open it up. We'll conclude the call. Are there any other closing comments for the group? Okay, hearing none, again, thank you all very much for being on the call this morning, and we'll schedule another call for next week. Thank you. Stay positive.